All right, I want to get to some emails that we got on the Nebraska basketball thing here in a second, but at this. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips has a quote this morning. This comes from Stuart Mandel of The Athletic. And the quote is this. The membership of the ACC is very much aligned in its position that now is not the time to expand the college football playoff.
Wow.
What? I thought, are they in the alliance? Are we still doing the alliance? Is the alliance canceled?
Oh, no.
We got to get Kevin Warren on the horn.
Why would you go on the record with that?
There's been a stall, obviously, in this process over the last, couple meetings when they try to figure out the future of college football. And this is obviously what's holding them up. The ACC identifying themselves.
I mean,
as the cog in the wheel.
Obvious. Like, I get why the ACC doesn't want to expand, because they ain't getting a second team in as it stands right now.
Yep.
And, okay, that makes sense.
It's really short-sighted.
Yeah.
It is. It's just, I get it that Clemson's the dominant team right now. And here are the rest of the quotes that Mandel tweeted out. It says, Phillips says the ACC is more focused on working with the other conferences on much larger issues facing college athletics, like NCAA reform. Quote, it's been our position since the middle of November or so. Phillips says they got feedback from ACC athletes, and Clemson, quote, does not want to play in any extra games. So, former Northwestern athletic director and now ACC commissioner Jim Phillips is bending the knee to Clemson. Just getting some more stuff in here now. Matt Fortuna tweets out, Commissioner Jim Phillips cites three main reasons for the ACC being against expansion. One, too many unanswered questions with student-athlete welfare. Two, the overall disruption of college sports since 2019 in a 365-day holistic review and a holistic view of college football done with ADs, coaches, and players.
We just need to take a breather, guys.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
I think so. I think that's one of the reasons.
This game's changing so fast. We used to have all this free labor.
And look,
now they want stuff.
There's going to be questions. There's going to be unanswered questions. If the plan is, or if what they're going against is, we want to expand the playoff to 12 teams, there are going to be unintended consequences of that. It's going to happen. This is why I'm not like sitting here pounding the table for 12. Because I don't know that it's completely necessary, and I don't know that it changes a ton other than it's fun from our entertainment perspective. So I guess the student-athlete welfare question is fair, but and I'm not saying that you have to just go with whatever way the wind blows, but it does feel like the ACC doesn't have great reasons here, and they're about the only holdout that we have. So the ACC has now raised their hands. They have identified themselves. Now, does this mean... I'm curious about this whole alliance thing. It's the ACC, the membership of the ACC, he said, is very much aligned in its position that it is now is not the time to expand the college football playoff. So does that include... Does Kevin Warren have a statement today? It comes out and it says the same thing. Does the new guy in the Pac-12 who used to be the MGM like director, Kolivkov, does he come out with a statement today and is like, yes, I also agree with my comrades.
Yeah, you go first, ACC. You go first. We're right behind you. Do it. Jump.
the politics here is just so weird. And look, I'm not saying that you just have to blindly get on board with this, because I, you know. But it's like the Major League Baseball, you know, meetings as well. We show up to these things, and they meet, and they talk about it, or not. Each conference or each party has a thing that they want, and if the other side can't offer it to them, then they walk away from the meeting and nothing happens. Childish behavior. Just childish behavior.
And, like, you said it was short-sighted, and I agree. Just, oh, well, our conference will never be good enough to get more than one team in.
Right.
Let's not expand. None of these teams are ever going to jump up, and Miami will never get it back going and be one of the 12 best teams in the country. So this isn't a good idea, guys.
So let's just take Clemson's advice, because they don't want to play an extra game, and that's our entire belief.
In the next 10 years, Deion Sanders will not become the coach of Florida State and build that program back up to what we once know it to be.
These things, the power dynamic in the sport changes quite a bit.
I hate sad sack mentalities.
10 years ago, I'm not sure that I would have saw the Clemson thing coming. And here we are. Phillips says the ACC was previously open to an 8-team model, but now their position is that this is not the right time to pursue any expansion. Unclear why they keep holding these meetings, given their stance. It has to be unanimous. That's from Stuart Mandel of The Athletic. Well, here we are. So no movement. Now here's the issue that comes up. As of right now, post 2026, I believe, when the current college football playoff contract ends, we don't have a format. There just isn't one. You could always renew, and there's time for that. But if you want to change anything, and this is for the next, now, you know, 50, assuming they re-up again for another 10 years or so, if you want to see any change in the even close to near future, it has to be pretty soon. You know, the clock is ticking. Within the next kind of year or so, because it takes a while, and there's bureaucracy, and everybody's got to get on board, and everybody has to stand up, and they all got to do the press conference where the presidents and the commissioners stand up there and they lock arms and they say, we agree, and this is going to be a great thing for college football.
And there's always that 1 month slowdown where we pretend to care about the bodies of the labor force. There's too many games. I don't know, guys. Yep. These kids, they're just kids. Should they be playing this many games?
They don't agree.
Yeah.
We're not locking arms anytime soon here.
It's like fighting for a check at a restaurant. No, I'll do it. You have no intention of paying it, but you know you have to pay the other person that lip service.
It's childish.
I don't know. It's a lot of games. These bodies, it's a lot of games. I don't know. I don't care. This guy, I know this guy's going to do it. Just, yeah, let's do it.
I almost think sometimes that this is, you know, you mentioned it. The players, the athletes get to play the games. This is the game for these guys. They're like, I really love doing this, and I really love putting out statements and saying, I disagree, and I don't think it's time, and we are putting our foot down.
Time to show the public that I'm earning my salary by asking all these tough, hard-hitting questions.
That's the game now. Childish behavior.
I'm clearly working hard. I've asked questions.
In both, and that goes for college football and Major League Baseball, which we got a very brief update on that yesterday from, like, I feel like every 2 weeks there's a Jeff Passan story on ESPN, and it's like, nothing happened today. Thanks. Talk to you guys not in spring training.
Why do you keep asking me? I'll tell you when something happens.
And here we are, the fans of the sport, who are like, so this is what your guys' job is? You are tasked with figuring it out? And there's a lot of people who depend on this. It's almost like they, it's almost like the people, the suits, don't really understand the magnitude of what's going on here. I've said this before, but you know, on Succession, where you watch Succession, Josh?
I have watched some of it. I'm multiple seasons behind.
So a major theme of that show is that they're so rich that there's like no consequences for anything.
Yes.
Nothing really affects them at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the stuff that they're doing is just a game. The thing, like, they're, you know, negotiating, you know, hostile takeovers of the company and blah, you know, all this and all this. It's all of it is just a distraction. It means really nothing, because there's no actual consequences for anything that they do, because even if it all, you know, flames out, they still have, you know, an unbelievable amount of money. In this case, for college football commissioners, it's here's the game that we are playing. And you know what? If I know we're dealing with a lot of people's kind of livelihoods here, but it's kind of fun, you know?
Moving all these theoretical pieces on our chessboard.
Yeah. This is the job that you're tasked with. Anyway, great job. Great job. We'll see what happens next as it pertains to college football playoff expansion, which maybe feels like nothing anytime soon. Thoughts on that? We'd love to have them. 402-951-1620. There's more quotes. How has nobody taken Jim Phillips off the stage yet? I'm not sure. I don't know where he's talking, but Stuart Mandel just keeps tweeting his quotes. It's very odd. But let's take a break. Plenty to come here. Brian Christopherson will join at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. And we'll come back with more next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.